many people make a resolution to start exercising so that they can get more fit. But when you start exercising, you're at an increased risk for injury if you're not familiar with what you're doing. So I just have a few tips to keep people from getting injured. First of all, it's not a bad idea to go see your physician and have a physical before you start any new exercise routine. You should always warm up and cool down and listen to your body, know your limits. And then if you are completely unsure of how to begin exercising and what to do, it's a good idea to work with a trainer so that they can show you the safe and appropriate ways to exercise.
When you talk about warming up and cooling down, I'm guessing that you're talking about, especially for warm-ups, just slowly starting to get the blood flowing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. You just want to do some light exercise. Get your heart rate slowly increasing, just like you said. Get your muscles and joints loosened up. So a good warm-up would be just a light walk on the treadmill or a slow-paced biking on a stationary bike, anything gentle like that.
And how about cooling down? What's a good way to cool down?
The best way to cool down is to stretch. You always want to stretch after you exercise, loosen those muscles up, keep them from tightening up afterwards and increasing your risk of injury.
Mike Plott in the studio, and I'm talking to Kristen Cuddy, who is a physical therapist at the Ishpeming location for active physical therapy. And Kristen, if people have issues as far as pains here and there before they start, is it a good idea to come in and talk to you guys and maybe get some advice on what to do or what not to do?
It is. You can give us a call or stop by if you want to talk to us. You can always talk to your physician, too. But we can give you some advice on good ways to get going without injuring yourself. Or if you have an ache and pain, we can do a free injury screen at any of our active locations to tell you if maybe there's something a little more serious going on than just a little joint pain or something.
And you're in the Ishpeming location, which is in the Country Village in Ishpeming.
Yes, right behind McDonald's.
And how can folks call you?
They can call us at 906-204-7400, or you can visit our website at stayactiveup.com.
Mike Plord in the studio, and joining me is Kristen Cuddy, who is a physical therapist at the Ishpeming location of Active Physical Therapy. And Kristen, you have a little bit of advice for snow shovelers, too.
Yes. With the heavy snow, you just want to be careful not to injure your back or your shoulder. Back and shoulder injuries are pretty common during the winter. So you want to be careful. Make sure that you're pushing that snow with your shovel, using your legs to lift, not your back. And if possible, use your snowblower, use your plow. Try to stay away from shoveling that really heavy snow.
And earlier you had mentioned if you're going to start an exercise program and you're not sure where to start, really it's a good idea to at least consult a trainer. Where could folks find a trainer?
Yep, there's lots of trainers, both athletic and personal trainers at Synergy Fitness right here in Marquette. They're all certified. They're great to work with, and they can give you some good advice on some proper exercise and get you going with a good routine. They also have lots of group fitness classes there with trained instructors that can be a fun way to exercise.
Now, I know from my own experience, it really doesn't matter how old you are. And if you're a person that's listening right now and you're 75 and you say to yourself, you know, I'd like to be more limber, I'd like to move a little better, they can come in and folks will work with them.
Yep, definitely. Any age. I have patients that are in their 90s, and I put them on the exercise machines and get them moving. Any age is very capable of exercising. You just have to pace yourself and know your limits, not overdo it.
And what should people do if they do end up with an injury?
Well, like I mentioned before, we do injury screens at all of our active clinics. So if you do end up injuring yourself, give us a call or stop in. We'll be happy to work with you, do a little screen, see if we can give you any advice on whether you need further examination with your physician or if you just need some ice or if you need some more physical therapy, actually.
Talking to Kristen Cuddy, who is a physical therapist at the Ishpeming location of Active Physical Therapy in the Country Village, like you said, right behind McDonald's. And one more time, how can folks find out more?
StayActiveUP.com is our website, or you can give us a call at 906-204-7400.